Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I saw a tired crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you. 17 till the hour, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Right, Chad?
That is correct.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Chad, and for all the great work that you do there at NAM. Give us a tour, if you will. I know you got your big report's coming out, maybe this week or next week, or I'm not sure when, but can you give us a preview of how things are looking across the landscape out there?
Sure. Every Monday I do a Monday economic report, and once a month I do the global manufacturing economic update, and that comes out today, actually, so this afternoon. I think one of the things to look at is that certainly the first half of this year has been disappointing. The 2.9% drop in GDP in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was frightening.
That was
shocking, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As an economist, didn't that take your breath away?
I don't think anyone expected a number that large as a negative. And I think, for a long time, even I was saying that weather was a large part of the challenges that we were seeing in the first quarter.
Weather wasn't 3.
I think that number says that it was more than weather.
Yeah.
That really is what shocked a lot of people. Now, with that said, the second quarter, which we just ended, you're going to see a nice bounce back, obviously, probably at least 3% growth. I'm saying probably a little bit more than that.
But that's just to get us back to zero.
Yeah, you average that out, we're back to where we were. I still am optimistic about the second half of the year. I think, at least 2.5% to 3% growth in the second half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things have to get clicking, and I think, we see also on the global stage, while things are starting to improve from where they were a couple months ago, certainly China has stabilized, and you see some progress in some other countries. Yesterday we had the big issues in Europe, with a Portuguese bank.
There was a default over there or something, wasn't there?
It did, and industrial production throughout much of Europe was negative in May, and so I think it just reminded us that even when you try to be a glass half full kind of guy, which I am, but we still haven't fully 5 years into the recovery, we still have that fragility there that I think is frustrating for a lot of businesses.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's not just the reality on the ground that's causing a problem. There's a pallor. There's a pall over the marketplace. I think, at least in the United States. I mean, there just doesn't seem to be. I when I talk to small business owners, they're excited about themselves, but they're not excited about the greater economy. You know what I mean? We're pathological optimists anyway. But in order for a free market economy to grow, there's got to be some hope and expectation and excitement about the future. What do you think, Chad?
Yeah, I agree with that, and we see the same thing.
Are you seeing that there's not that much excitement?
I mean, you ask manufacturers about their current company, their current outlook. They're relatively positive or upbeat about their own personal economy, but when you ask them about the macro picture, they're very frustrated with it. Very frustrated with Washington. I know we're going to talk about that in the third segment,
mm-hmm.
but just in general, they're frustrated that this year was supposed to be the year where we gained some traction in the economy. That hasn't happened
mm-hmm.
yet. I mean, there's optimism that might happen later this year or next year, but again, that frustration is pretty palpable when you talk to them. And I think you see that in a lot of the indicators that are out there.
What are some of the other things that you're going to have in your global report this time?
I mean, I think certainly Europe is a large part of that conversation. While they're growing, they've now grown for 12 straight months. Growth is 0.2%, and there's a lot of worries about deflation throughout the continent,
mm-hmm.
as you've heard.
And they are hyper sensitive to deflation in Europe, aren't they?
They are very hypersensitive.
Because they remember. We don't remember.
They've somewhat opened up a little bit.
We don't remember deflation in America, but they remember it in Europe.
Well, you're starting to see some discussion about possibly doing some quantitative easing in Europe. That shows you the extent to which slow growth is starting to have an impact on them.
Right.
So certainly that's the conversation in Europe. In China, we are started to see some improvements in the June figures. They've emerged from a little bit of a contraction that they've had throughout much of this year. But still, China is decelerating. They're growing probably around 7.5%, which is a number we would love to have. Mm-hmm. but that's much slower than what they are accustomed to.
Part of your issues are productivity and demand, right? I mean, productivity is a function of demand, yeah. But it's also a function of technology, isn't it?
That is right.
And then the other part is the demand part, and so it seems that our economy is being hit by this double whammy of some softness, but also some the technological impact that's having an impact on jobs. And I mean, we're really in a multi, maybe a two generation shift right now, aren't we? In terms of reconciling the new way of doing business with demand and sorting all that out. What do you think?
Well, two things. If number one, we're a global economy, and that's why I focus so much on what's happening globally. That they are, 95% of the world's market lives outside of our borders, and so we need to make sure we grow those markets. We can grow more demand and sell more of our product.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you're right. I think that unease, that uncertainty that continues to be out there, it's been out there for several years now, if you're bringing on a worker, you're making an investment in human capital.
Right.
And I think if you're nervous at all about the economy, you might try to increase output through productivity and other types of means. And then when things really start looking a little bit more certain, then you'll bring on workers. And I think that has had an impact on job creation over the last couple of years.
Well,
you see that when you talk to people.
A couple of hundred years of Industrial Revolution, that we had things have really changed a lot in the last 20 years. And we're having to absorb all that right now, not only nationally, but globally. When we come back, there's something going on with exports, an issue that's going on with export financing that I'm going to get Chad to speak to. We'll come back after these messages. Tintail, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.